AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden announced modest new steps to fight climate change. The AP Sagar Magani reports the president is promising more action to come.
This is an emergency, and I will look at it that way.
But he's stopping short of declaring a formal climate emergency, which Democrats and environmental groups want, while hinting it may still happen. The president used a speech at a former coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts to lay out steps to help communities deal with soaring temperatures and boost the domestic offshore wind industry. That came after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin scuttled hopes for sweeping global warming legislation. The president's promising more executive action to battle what he calls an existential threat, since Congress so far has failed.
I will not take no for an answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Critics have argued the Justice Department's investigation into the Capitol riot is moving too slow and may allow some to escape accountability, including perhaps former President Donald Trump. This is Attorney General Merrick Garland.
There will continue to be that speculation. That's because a central tenet of the way in which the Justice Department investigates, a central tenet of the rule of law, is that we do not do our investigations in public.
Garland says this is the most important investigation at the Justice Department, and they want to get it right. Democrats in the House are pushing the first semi-automatic gun ban in 20 years. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says Ukraine is standing strong 5 months into the war with Russia, while Russia has lost a lot.
The bottom line is the cost is very high. The gains are very low.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska spoke today at the Capitol, appealing for more U.S. air defense systems to block Russian missiles. The Dow finished up 47 points. This is AP News. Six-time Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe is Sri Lanka's new president.
Lawmakers thump tables after choosing Wickremesinghe as president to succeed the ousted leader Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who's fled the country, in a vote that risks reigniting political turmoil in the troubled South Asian island. Wickremesinghe's unpopular with voters, who see him as a holdover from Rajapaksa's government. Namal Jayawira, a human resources professional, reflects the view of many.
They have failed us because they have not listened to the people's demands. People are struggling. They can't have food. They can't have kerosene, they don't have gas, they don't have diesel, they don't have petrol.
Other protesters chant, "Go home, Ranil." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.